From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods and killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called Tuesday's onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy. The Kremlin says it will reinstate the programs if the West lifts its Ukraine-related sanctions. NATO drops its presence in Europe to pre-2000 levels, and the U.S. Congress repeals an act that levels human rights sanctions on Russian officials. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses say a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakhai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races, with Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll and experts giving her an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. Trump called Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, who is no longer campaigning for Trump, a very weak and ineffective leader. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned in Miami and spoke about climate change.
Our next president will either step up our efforts to address climate change, to protect our planet, to protect our health, and to create good jobs that cannot be outsourced by growing our clean energy economy, or, in the alternative, we will be dragged backwards and our whole future will be put at risk. So we've really got to get this right.
Clinton called global warming a real urgent problem and said the U.S. can take the lead in addressing it. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore also spoke at the event. The World Health Organization says the widespread consumption of sugar is a major factor in the growing global obesity epidemic. Lisa Schlein has more.
A new report finds more than one-third of adults around the world was overweight and half a billion were obese in 2014. More troubling, the World Health Organization estimates 42 million children under age 5 were overweight or obese last year. This represents an increase of about 11 million during the past 15 years. Nearly half of these children live in Asia and 25% in Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf with the Manhattan Venture Partners.
So I think the Note line will not come back. I think we're going to have a new name for this product, so they're going to have to rebrand it. I think overall, this is a company that has huge power and huge importance around the world, as well as in South Korea, where it's from. It's a national champion. It's involved in many industries. They make televisions and refrigerators and almost anything you can plug into the wall, as well as some other things outside of the kind of commodity electronic space. So I don't think we're going to see Samsung rebrand, but I think this phone series, the phablet, will have to be completely rebranded.
The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the end of Tuesday's stock market trading session. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.